Hello, and welcome to our Science Talks program with Isagenics. My name is Kirstie, your host, and thank you for listening in today. Today's topic is going to be a fun one. I love Q&A, frequently asked questions. As they roll into our science department, we gather them, and of course, our staff within our R&D department take those questions and decipher what's going on out in the field, and then of course answer them through many different avenues, including our health blog, isogenicshealth.net, and of course another avenue here on our podcasting program. So today I have Alex Moore with me, and our focus is about amped nitro. And obviously this is going to be about myth versus truth. And there's been a lot of questions that have floated in since the launch of Amped Nitro, on a little of this, little of that. So we're going to cover it all and really set the record straight. But Alex, he holds the title of research nutritionist. He helps to conduct in-house research with all of our products. And he's also involved with product innovation, which I think it would be so much fun. Alex, I'm a little jealous. can you imagine just like sitting there getting all creative, figuring out what we need and what's going to keep us all healthy and fit? And so that's got to be a lot of fun. He has his master's in human physiology and obviously a huge contributor to the Amped line of products. So with that, Alex, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm just so great to be able to go over this Q&A and be back. I love it.
I know. It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has been a while. I think we last talked maybe at NYKO.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I know. And I missed NYKO actually this year. So believe it or not, Alex, it's been since Celebration last year. So I'm going to see you.
Oh, you're right.
Yes, I'm going to see you right around the corner, Celebration 2018 in Nashville, Tennessee. So excited. And I know we've got some exciting products coming down the pipeline. Is there anything that you can share, any little secrets to those listening in? Or is it just like lock and key?
We're keeping it pretty tight here, so I can't reveal any secrets. I'm sorry.
Dang. All right. Well, it was worth a try, that's for sure. All right. Well, let's get into it. So Amped Nitro, it's kind of funny. I mean, anytime we launch a new product, some people, depending upon what it is, we've got a lot of questions that kind of float around. So with this, it's a beautiful formula that really is very specific to taking your workouts to a whole new level, even beyond what we have with Amped Power. And so I've got a list of questions for you that have floated in and that need some clarification on. And the first one is, Amped Nitro has too much sugar. So what is the true answer to this?
Yeah, this has come up quite a bit. When we formulated Amped Nitro, we paid careful consideration to every single ingredient that went into the formula. And of course, you know, that also includes flavoring and the carbohydrate and sugar content. So when you look at the amount of carbohydrate in Amped Nitro, which is the total amount of in grams is 9 grams, 1 hour of intense exercise for an average healthy male, you're burning about 60 grams of carbohydrate. So really, the amount that you find in nitro kind of pales in comparison. And we also know that carbohydrates are extremely important to performance. Your muscle tissue, particularly when you're doing intense physical activity like lifting weights and sprinting and things like that, you're relying heavily upon carbohydrates. And again, in that kind of using the example of a healthy male, your average healthy male is storing about 350 grams of carbohydrates. So a little bit of sugar and carbohydrate before exercise can actually be a good thing, particularly if you're cutting off, say, a cleanse day, and your glycogen stores or your stored carbohydrate in your body is a little bit low. That little bit of carbohydrate, it's not going to be enough to be a worry as far as your weight, your fat loss goals. And it's also going to help give you a little bit of a boost in performance. And another great aspect about it is it helps, that sugar actually helps shuttle in some of the important supplements or some of the important ingredients in that formula, including creatine, which can be better shuttled into the muscle tissue.
So sugar plays a very important role when it comes to working out, like you said, and especially like endurance athletes. That's why I suppose when you see, if you've ever been a part of a half marathon, a marathon, any kind of a distance type of a competition, they are refueling throughout their competition. Ironman athletes, that's what they do as well. So it makes total sense. I love what you said too about it helping to shuttle in other nutrients into the cells for benefit with those nutrients. The other thing that I wanted you to address was that people feel that amped nitro can only be used once per day. And is this true?
Not necessarily, because if you think about several different types of athletes, you know, they'll sometimes train two times a day, maybe once in the morning and once in the evening. And amp nitro was formulated as a product that you take before exercise to help improve your performance. So it only would make sense if you're doing two bouts of pretty intense exercise, you need to support those, support your training session. So taking two servings should absolutely be fine. It's not going to have any detrimental effect. I would just advise, as I do with whether you're taking amp nitro or not, just to stay hydrated and make sure that you're getting all the water in that your body needs so you can recover and also transport a lot of these valuable nutrients throughout your body and recover. But twice a day, is as long as you're exercising, is perfectly fine.
Okay, great. Next is, can amped be used on cleanse days? There's people that feel that you cannot do this. So what's true?
Well, this is actually kind of a little bit of a controversy. You know, when we look at the purpose of amped nitro, it's really intended for intense physical activity. And while we say that exercise is okay on cleanse days, we advise people not to really take it to really intense levels. So if you're not training intensely or, you know, really putting your body through something where you're going to require amp nitro, I would advise people that are cleansing not to use it. However, if you find yourself in a situation where you need to get it, you know, to get your workout in, you know, on a cleanse day, and you know, it's not like a routine thing, then amp nitro is okay. But generally, I would advise people to turn to maybe like an amp nox or an e-shot before a light workout on a cleanse day, and not really use amp nitro.
Okay. Wow. Okay. This is good. This is great news. The other thing too, I want to add to this, Alex, I just looked up on the web, how many grams of sugar are in a small apple? Do you know the answer?
Well, it depends on the size of the apple. I think it was around 20 grams.
You're close. Yes.
Maybe 25 grams.
Yeah, like a small apple actually has 15 grams. So going back to the too much sugar question, being at 5 grams for the amped nitro, that's like nothing. That's like a third of a small apple, not even like a large apple. So that kind of gives everybody a visual of consumption versus amped nitro. I mean, but it is a question that you guys get asked. It's interesting.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, people are generally concerned about getting in too many carbohydrates and too many grams of sugar. So it's a legitimate question. But I think the thing that people have to remember is perspective. They have to keep everything in perspective. If you're limiting, you know, your carbohydrates or your calories, you know, a small amount like that found in amp nitro is not only going to be beneficial, but it's not going to be detrimental. I think sometimes people get a little bit too hung up on, you know, the details and forget kind of the overall picture sometimes.
Yep, for sure. The next little point that needs clarification is that amped nitro can't be combined with other amped products. What's the answer to this?
Yeah, I would say it kind of depends. So some people, you know, that they don't like the idea of having some caffeine in the product, which we do. We do have AMP. AMP Nitro does contain caffeine. They'll often use other products like our AMPed Power or perhaps Nox, but that doesn't mean that you can't combine AMP Nitro with, if say that you wanted an extra boost in your endurance potential, it doesn't mean you couldn't combine it with AMP Nox. The two are perfectly fine together. Same with E-Shot. If you wanted to have an E-Shot with your AMP Nitro, that's totally fine. As well as combining with the idea of nutrient timing several products. So you could do before your workout, you could use AMP Nitro. During, to give yourself that energy boost, you could use AMPed, you could use AMPed Hydrate, for instance, and then afterwards you could use AMPed Recover to really help that recovery process with your muscle. The one that I wouldn't combine would be AMPed Power. I wouldn't take those on the same day because there's many ingredients that are similar in those two products. However, if you wanted to take AMPed Power on one day when you're doing a lighter workout, that would be fine. And then on the next day, you could take AMP Nitro. So the great thing about these products, the AMP line, is they can all be used, you know, together in a fashion depending on their purpose, right? They all have a purpose and they all kind of fit within this idea of nutrient timing. So they can absolutely be used together. There is no issue with that.
Okay, sweet. The other thing that we have been asked is that AMPed Power is now obsolete and that people no longer need it now that we have AMPed Nitro. What is the answer to this one?
The answer is no. I think that AMPed Power is still an awesome product. I still actually use it on certain days when my exercise is not as intense, or some days when I don't have exercise and I just want to get some extra creatine in. But AMP Power has creatine, nitrosigene, you know, a lot of the same ingredients that you can find in AMP Nitro. What it doesn't have is the betaine, the caffeine, the beta alanine. I mean, this AMP Nitro is certainly has a lot more in the formula and is more formulated for someone that's really doing an intensive workout. But AMP Power still has a lot of value, not only for those that do not want to have caffeine in their product, but also those that, you know, they're not really going to do a really intense workout and they just need a little bit of a boost. And AMP Power absolutely fits the bill in that regard.
Okay, excellent. So it depends on what your needs are. And they both taste absolutely incredible. Yeah, I mean, I cannot get over the flavor of the AMP Nitro being watermelon. It's so yummy. If you've not tasted it and you're listening in and you feel that that product would be a great addition to your workout regime, you can actually go and listen to the AMP Nitro podcast that we've done. Search that out on the isogenicspodcast.com website. Learn all about it and get yourself some added onto your auto ship for sure. Okay, the other thing too is we have a lot of pro, semi-pro, collegiate athletes, high school athletes that use AMPed, the entire AMPed line. And so one of the questions that we have received is that AMPed Nitro isn't safe for competitive athletes. Is this true?
It's safe. Yeah, it's absolutely safe for competitive athletes to take. They don't have to worry at all. And that's because we have every single batch and lot tested according to our Inform Sport certification. So this is a certification program that regularly tests dietary supplements for banned substances. And also, I think this is really important, confirms that they've been manufactured under very high quality standards. So, you know, this is something that, you know, kind of fits with our no compromise policy here at Isogenics. And we were developing initially our AMP products. We were seeking out something that the bill as far as, you know, making sure that these products were going to be safe for the consumer with a sport centric certification. And Inform Sport absolutely fit the bill. It tests for over 160 different substances specifically the prohibited substance list from WADA, which is the organization that tests all the Olympic athletes, is the highest standard of testing in athletics. The Olympics, of course, which are kind of the pinnacle of athletes. So, you know, we were really happy that we ended up using Informed Sport, and it's just a very rigorous certification process. So we know that when we put our products out there and people are taking them, you know, we feel very confident that they're getting a safe and effective product that was manufactured under very high quality. So there's no reason for our competitive athletes to worry.
Sweet. Yep. And just to hear that reassurance is awesome, because we've got NFL athletes, we have Olympic athletes. There's a lot of people using these products. So the other thing too is if in the ingredients in the nutritional formulation, you have taurine listed. So one of the concerns is that taurine isn't safe. And what is the latest on taurine?
So taurine, unfortunately, has kind of had a bad rap in the press, and it's been over the last few years. And I think it's kind of because of its involvement in the formulas of several other companies that I wouldn't say have the same ethics as Isagenix, and certainly questionable formulas. I'm sure that, you know, Kirstie, you've run into several of these kind of questionable pre-workout products and energy drinks, you know, just looking at what else is out there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, taurine, it's a natural amino acid that is extremely important to normal human physiology. It's actually found in our body, so it's not inherently unsafe. I think what's unsafe is all the additional ingredients that many of these companies are putting into their products.
Yep. I totally agree. You know, it's amazing. You and I, we were talking about this before our podcast started today, and about all of the products that are out there on the market, whether it's pre-workout or it is an energy drink, or I mean, who knows what, unless you're picking up the can or you're picking up the canister and you're turning it around and you're looking at the label, and only at that are you going to know what's going on, if you know what to identify with or know what's good for you and what's not. Walked into my gym the other day and they had a pre-workout on the shelf, and I was just curious and turned the label around, and there was 325 milligrams of caffeine in one scoop. And I thought, oh my goodness, like if you are used to that kind of level of caffeine, that's one thing, but the majority of people are not. I think I would have a heart attack if I took that. You know, so you do have to be careful. And that's one of the things that I love about our entire Amped line, and really the entire Isagenix line of supplements and foods, that we don't have to worry about it. You guys have done your due diligence and research to find out what's safe and effective. And that's why everybody has such amazing results with it.
Yeah, and you know, going back to your comment about ingredients, you know, a lot of those companies, the facts panel, there may be other things that they're not claiming on the facts panel, and that ties back into our Informed Sport certification and our no compromise quality standards. You know, many of these are doing some pretty questionable things, and that's why you hear these consumer reports. You know, of all these incidents that are occurring, it's really unfortunate. And, you know, here at Isagenix, we're very proud of what we do. We really are passionate about what we do, and we all use the products ourselves. So, you know, it's extremely important to us that we're providing something that's very, very safe, very effective, but also very transparent. So, you know, know what's in the product. You know, we don't have anything to hide. And, you know, one of the great things about Amped Nitro is you can look at the facts panel and not only be confident about what's in there, but You know, everything's labeled, and what's in there is what's in there.
Right.
I think that's really, really important.
And the consistency. And I love that we've gone through everything that we needed to go through for informed sports certification. That is such a big deal. And speaking of caffeine, let's talk about that, because that is on the list here, that Amp Nitro has too much caffeine. So give everybody the goods on this one.
So, you know, caffeine, when we were formulating this product, we're kind of going back and forth on including caffeine or not. And, you know, finally we did end up deciding that, you know, this, you know, it's going to be something for someone that's working out a bit more intense. And usually those people do like to have a caffeine boost. And certainly we see that from how popular our e-shot is. So, you know, we wanted to make a very careful decision. We wanted to have a performance-enhancing effect, but we didn't want to have the effect that you get with consuming too much caffeine. So we thought, well, you know, what are people normally consuming that they're seeing some positive effects, not only in the scientific literature for sport, but also kind of what's comfortable for most people, what they enjoy in the morning. And so like a cup of coffee, for instance, or a strong cup of green tea, or even an e-shot, we're all kind of between those 80 to 100 milligram amounts. Sometimes a really strong cup of coffee, you can get up to 120 milligrams per cup. But that's kind of that comfortable area where you feel pretty good, and, you know, there's not a lot of issue with that. The other aspect is, we wanted to include a source of caffeine that was natural. And this is in line with how we operate as a company and, you know, kind of what we believe in. And we decided, rather than putting synthetic caffeine, that we were going to use caffeine from tea leaves. So we have that in the formula. And we have, you know, a comparable amount of caffeine to that of a cup of coffee. So really, definitely not 325 milligrams of caffeine that you're finding in that product that you described. And, you know, I've seen, you know, in that store, I've seen similar products that, you know, were actually in cans, so they were ready to drink. And, you know, some people might misinterpret the serving size, because often in those cans, they list two servings. So they might look at the caffeine content like, oh, this is for the whole can. Unknowingly drink the whole thing and actually consume double the amount of caffeine. So, you know, we wanted to bring something that was, you know, people are commonly consuming and are going to see a performance benefit, but not something that's just simply unsafe like what you find with many of those products.
Wow. That is such a great point on the double serving per can, and that what people are reading versus what they are consuming in doing half of a can or a full can based on serving size. Such a great point, because a lot of people don't think about that. So very well said. Last but not least is that Amped Nitro is for 12 years of age and older. So what needs to be shared here?
Yeah, so the Amp line is, the Amp Nitro and the Amp line is for those that are 16 and older. So this is a common question we actually get, particularly when I go to this last event that I was at, NYKO. I got that question a lot, you know, because a lot of parents are looking for their kids to have that athletic edge, and they're like, well, you know, he's my son, he's 14 years old, and we want to give him Amp Nitro. And he said, well, I can't recommend that. We actually have an age limit, and it's 16 and older. So the reason that we have these age limits and kind of what they mean when you look at several of these products is, we know that they've been studied in these populations at that age limit, but they haven't been studied in the populations that they're not allowed for. So it's really a safety thing. So for Amp Nitro, we're recommending, you know, we have an age limit on that product of 16 and older.
Okay, excellent. Well, I love the clarification on everything today when it comes to the Amped Nitro. This is truly an amazing product. And we want to hear your success stories too. And definitely take before and after photos, guys, because obviously if you're using Amp Nitro, we know that you're recovering with the shakes. You're doing a lot of different things within your daily regime and your system. So let us know how you guys are doing, what really is, you know, making the difference for you. Do the before and after, share it with us. We want to know. I'm sure Alex would love to see some before and afters of somebody taking the Amped Nitro, having that extra boost of energy to be able to go harder, to see more gains at the gym. It's exciting. So Alex, thanks so much for being with us today. We so appreciate you. And of course, I know you're going to be tuning in with us on location at Celebration 2018. Cannot wait.
I can't wait either. And it's always great being, being with you and having these discussions. I absolutely love it.
Absolutely. And thanks for your time as well. And for everybody listening in, thank you for listening and being with us today. We so appreciate you. Make sure that your team members know where to find all of these incredible Science Talks podcasts. You can find them at isogenicspodcast.com. You can subscribe, you can download, you can listen, rewind, take notes, do whatever. Use these as a resource and an inspiration. But until next time, best of health. Bye-bye. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix's independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix's independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.